This reading is from Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 9, by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. When I say, come, follow me, I am not saying to come and follow my knowledge. When I say, come, follow me, I am saying to you, come and follow me in the sense of my non-knowledge. When I say, come, follow me, I am asking you to come towards the unknown. I am inviting you to come to the unknowable. When I say, come, follow me, I am not saying, come, follow me, because I am not. I am inviting you into a tremendous emptiness. Once you enter the door, you will neither find me nor you. You will find something totally different. That's what people have called God. And I know sometimes you will be able to feel my fragrance, and sometimes it will be lost. Because there are moods when you will be close to me, and there are moods when you will be far, far away. When you are close, you will have the fragrance. When you are far away, you will miss it. So try to feel those moods when you feel close to me, and remain in those moods more and more. Relax in those moods. More and more. It is not a question of physical space between me and you. It is a question of spiritual space. If, while laughing, you feel close to me and the fragrance suddenly fills your nostrils and your being, then learn to laugh. If you feel the fragrance is felt only when you are here, just looking at me and with no stirring of thoughts, then learn to drop thoughts more and more. Whatsoever you're feeling, become more and more available to that certain mood, and my fragrance will become your fragrance, because it is neither mine nor yours, it is God's. The more you will drink me, the more thirsty you will become, because I am not going to make you content. I am going to make you more and more discontent, because if you become contented with me, then you will never reach God. I am here to create more thirst. I am here to make you more hungry. So one day you are just thirst, just hunger, pure hunger. In that moment you explode and disappear, and God is found. If you become contented with me, I will be your enemy, not your friend, because then you will cling to me and my answers. I am, at the most, a door. Pass through me. Don't cling to me. The journey starts with me. It doesn't end with me. And I know you must be feeling sad. But become alert to your sadness and don't get identified with it. It is there, hanging around you, but it is not you. Use that opportunity also to become more aware, more a witness. If you can become a witness of your sadness, the sadness will disappear. And if you can become aware of your sadness, and you can help it to disappear through awareness, wherever you go, I will be coming with you. There may not be any need to come back to the source, because in your witnessing, you will remain close to me wherever you are. You will be close to the source. The source is not something outside you. And when you really listen to me, it is not listening to somebody who is outside you. It is listening to somebody who is inside you. It is listening to your own inner voice. When you fall in love with me, in fact, what has happened is you have fallen in love with yourself for the first time.